So I think black is fine if that's a term that they seem to like, but it's fine with me.
Okay. And how about white people?
Anglos.
Okay.
Because we're next to the border.
Yeah.
Mainly.
Otherwise.
But you wouldn't call them Anglos anyplace else.
What would you call them?
I'm not really sure. You'd probably call them by their, wherever they came from.
Yeah.
Italians in New York, or Irish in New York, or Polacks.
Right. So, for instance, an Italian in El Paso would be an Anglo.
Well, I think that we would refer to ourselves as Anglos, and I know the Mexicans would refer to us as Anglos.
Yeah, okay. Now, country people. People that live in rural areas, not necessarily farmers.
Not necessarily farmers. Country bumpkin comes to mind, but I'm not sure that's what you're running for.
Well, sure. Yeah, something like that. Something to refer to
Okies
them.
Okies from Okie.
Yeah. Yeah. Something to refer to them in sort of a, I guess, a less sophisticated way, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably true, but not necessarily actually true, but there's so many people out in the country now that most of them are very sophisticated.
Sure,
they
yeah.
can't afford the property if they're not.
Oh yeah, that's true. And what about redneck? Who does that describe?
Well, normally it used to describe people in the South, and I'm not sure that extended this far out, but you would think of Georgia, for instance, Louisiana, maybe Arkansas. In that part of the country, I would think.
Okay. People who don't have enough money to live on are called?
Well, either destitute or poor.
And a person who works on a ranch, not the rancher himself, but just...
Well, I'd call them wranglers, they're used to anyway. Ranch hands.
Mm-hmm. Are those the same, like a ranch hand and a wrangler, are those the same type of worker?
Well, a wrangler is normally somebody that would go out and take care of cattle. Now, that would be my impression of a wrangler, whereas a ranch hand might be working, growing crops or whatever the other stuff is that you do, shoveling up the barn.
Right. Okay. A person who digs gold out of the ground is a...
Miner?
Mm-hmm. And the mother of Jesus is...
Well, as far as we... Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, let's see. The woman in the Bible who was very old when she had a child.
Oh, boy. Mary's cousin.
It's also
Elizabeth.
It's also a line of frozen cakes.
Oh, Sarah and Lee?
Yeah, yeah.
Sarah? I thought Elizabeth was the one that, was Sarah? She had one? Okay, I'll accept that. I'm not real good on Bible.
That's okay. Okay, now, this is a tough one, but did you ever watch Little House on the Prairie?
Not very often.
Well, do you happen to remember the name of that little girl who was so annoying? She had blonde hair, and she was the storekeeper's daughter, and she was just as snobby as she could be, and was always mean to Laura.
No, that didn't impress me. I guess I didn't watch her enough.
Could you pronounce the name Nellie for me?
Who?
Nellie.
Nellie?
Yeah.
Nellie. Is that her name?
Yeah, I can't. I don't know what clue to give to get people to say Nellie.
Well, I think, let's see. That's a name for a horse.
Yeah.
With a straw hat and the ear sticking through.
And do you know what you would call an unordained preacher? One that just comes around and he's not very good at what he does, maybe?
A tenor, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever heard of the term jackleg?